Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S, 11-8-62, today's 7-21, 61-year-old gentleman, originally from Louisiana, single, has three children, two boys and one girl. He doesn't smoke. He drinks from occasionally from time to time, suffers from atrial fibrillation, coronary heart disease, congestive heart failure, sleep apnea, and obesity, period. And he paragraph. Patient is short of breath at all times. His O2 sat's only 88%. He doesn't use oxygen, period. Any paragraph. Family history, mom and dad both died of cancer. He doesn't know what. COVID immunizations up to date. Allergy, none. Patient's allergy medication includes a ventilated inhaler, two puffs four times a day, Lasix 20 milligrams a day, multivitamins once a day, iron 325 a day, metoprolol 25 BID, Crestor 10 milligram a day, Eliquis 5 milligram BID, naproxen as needed. Orthopnea, patient's review of system, increased edema, shortness of breath, orthopnea, hypoxemia, O2 sats 88%, tachycardia. Patient is obese and has become very short of breath to the point that he's not able to get from his wheelchair to the bed that's only 2 feet away. He sits in his wheelchair and watches TV all day. He has a 2+ edema, JVD, and other symptoms consistent with right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, and severe sleep apnea. He also appears to be morbidly obese, period. Oh, and his medication also put Alka-Seltzer, PRN. Review of system as above. An exam, his O2 sat's 88%, pulse is 100, respiration is 22, blood pressure 140 over 90. Heart positive, small positive is 2 with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft. Cannot rule out ascites. Neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity 2+ edema, neurological non-focal. Assessment, 61-year-old gentleman with history of congestive heart failure, worsening with increased shortness of breath, pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure. Severe sleep apnea, pulmonary hypertension with weakness, shortness of breath. Patient is also has a history of atrial fibrillation, which robs him of about 5 to 10% of his cardiac output. He's on Eliquis at this time period. Any paragraph. It's becoming more and more difficult for Mr. Hayes to go to the hospital. He is ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, because he no longer has the ability stamina to get to the bathroom, period. Knee paragraph. He wants to be cared for at home till he dies. His overall prognosis remains quite poor given his advanced congestive heart failure and his pulmonary hypertension. I recommend O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula. Continue with albuterol and continue with current medication to control patient symptoms, period. Next number is hypertension, poorly controlled. Next one is shortness of breath. Next one is pulmonary hypertension, most likely as cause of his problem. Next one is right-sided heart failure. Next one is overall prognosis is quite poor. Next one is severe untreated sleep apnea. Thank you.